Thursday morning, and Nan Lesnick's joining us here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. And the topic today is the new Medicare Plan Finder. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So tell us about this. What's going on with the Medicare Plan Finder? I know that the open enrollment period is coming up in just a couple of weeks on October 15th, but what do you know about this new Medicare Plan Finder?
Well, there has been a Plan Finder on the Medicare website, but it has not been updated for a very long time. So this is the first time in more than a decade that the Plan Finder is actually reasonable. Okay, and by reasonable, I mean that you can actually use it. You can shop and compare Medicare plans. Now, it mentions in the article I sent you that you can look at Medicare Advantage and Part D plans, and then it also walks through some other things like buying Medicare supplements. Medicare Advantage is not as widespread in our area as it is in some other areas. So I don't want to focus too much on that because it's just simply not as viable for us. What I do want to focus on today is Part D. I always tell people D for drugs, mm-hmm. So you can remember what Part D is. There's a very wide variance in Part D plans. Now, in regular Medicare and Medicare supplements, if you have traditional Medicare and you have a supplement, they're all going to perform the same way. There may be a difference in premium, but Plan F, the finest plan, will be the same no matter who the insurance carrier is. That's not so with Part D. Part D has very different tiers and pricing. So choosing a plan by premium alone might not be the best thing to do. As a matter of fact, I know for sure it's not the best thing to do because it depends on what your prescription needs are. So let me give you an example here. If you very rarely have the need for any prescription drugs, you take nothing on a regular basis, then going for the low cost is likely the right way to go. One of the things you want to remember is every year in the fall, October 15th through December 7th, you have the opportunity to change. So you may be running a little bit of a risk if you encounter a health problem that requires a very expensive drug, but we don't usually find that to be the case. Mm-hmm. In my particular situation, I have the lowest cost of drug plan that I could possibly have. Mine is, I'm not shy to tell you, I have what's called a Humana Walmart plan. And although it has a deductible for some drugs, for generic, it does not have a deductible. It has a very low copay. So while Mark and I pay a monthly premium for our drug coverage, when we go to the pharmacy, our cost for a drug, an antibiotic, shall we say, for an upper respiratory, or those cost us $1 or $4, sometimes $3. So having a more expensive plan doesn't make sense for us.
Nan, let's go ahead and pick up with more of this on the Saturday program because we're out of time.
Okay, let's do that.
Nan Lesnick's been our guest. Reach her at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com. Her email, nan@lesnickcompany.com.